September 25th. Yep, that's right. It's the big show. This is episode number 19. Now, if you're listening to this and I did everything right, then this should be Saturday night, about 10 o'clock, and you got plenty of time to make it to the live show tonight. If you're listening to this after, say, 11 o'clock on a Sunday, you missed the big show. But, hey, wasn't it good? Oh, well. I don't know. I hope it was good. But anyway, if you're listening to this before, you got plenty of time. Show starts tonight, or Sunday night, at 7 o'clock on the 25th at Grandview University. The College Center, which is technically would be the East 14th and Grandview Avenue, although that road is long gone, but I think your GPS might still have it. But anyway, better yet, north of Hull Avenue, two blocks. And, or not north, south of Hull Avenue, two blocks, you're there. The College Center's on the east. Rasmussen Hall is on the west, and the library's on the west. Rasmussen and the College Center are hooked over by this giant skywalk, which is really cool. So, I mean, people on the east side have been driving underneath the skywalk for the last year or two, so they know where it's at. But that skywalk connects the College Center, and everything's going to be happening right there on that bottom floor, the ground floor where you come in. For the guests, your best bet's probably to park on the visitor parking, which would be just right there by the College Center. Just there on a Sunday, you might be able to park over by Rasmussen or at the library. Maybe, I'm not positive. As like any university, there's limitations on where you can park. But Sunday nights, I think you're okay. I don't know. Some schools are different than others. But anyway, the College Center Speed Lyceum, it's right there on the ground floor. You can't miss it. It's a beautiful building. It's sort of brand new. It actually was built in 1980, I believe. It opened up in 81, and then they completely remodeled everything, added a second story, which if you looked at the original plans back in the day, it was supposed to be two stories anyway, so they just put what was supposed to be there. And anyway, it's just a great building, and the room is beautiful. It'll be like American Bandstand, because we're going to have the Viking swing dancers will be dancing, and hopefully some step into swing people will be there, and we'll have audience on one side of the room, dancers on the other, and a band on the stage, and it'll be great. So come on out for that show. The guests are Bob Dorr and Jeff Peterson. They'll be our first guests. And then, not in particular order, but it will be John Lukart, Clarence Key Jr., Bridget Thompson, and Big Al Daughtry, and a backstage boogie band. So it'll be a lot of fun. But anyway, if you're listening to this when you normally listen and it's way past it, then you're probably going, well, how come I can't hear it? And, you know, again, like I said last week, I just don't have the technical skills for that. So we're going to be going with delayed. So you'll hear it next week. It'll be episode 20, hopefully, unless a glitch happens. Which, trust me, it does happen. It's just the way it is with technology. All right, a couple other things before we start the show. Did you miss me? Ha, you didn't know. The wonders of modern technology. Yeah, you probably knew. Anyway, I had to look something up here. So October, we're celebrating Jimmy Pryor's 100th birthday, but there is a discrepancy on when it officially is. Jimmy I believe his birthday was February 5th of 1916. But Living Blues insist by they apparently they found his through the census and motor vehicle registration records that his birthday was 1917. And I asked Jimmy about that, and Jimmy said it was 1916. Doesn't really matter. So anyway, October, nice middle date. We're celebrating his 100th birthday in the October show. And then on February 5th, which will be, I don't know if that's a Sunday or not. I'll look it up. My brain is not all working yet. The first February show, we'll celebrate with his CD that I was planning on doing in October. I'm moving it to February. So anyway, officially, I suppose his birthday will be February 5th, 1917. But like I said, Jimmy thought he was born on the 1916 because that's what I wrote down. And that Jimmy swore that was it. He thought maybe his brother lied or something, but it wouldn't really make sense. You'd think it would, well, yeah, it would have made him older, which maybe could have got him a job in the mines. So that's probably what happened. But hey, gives us a chance to celebrate his birthday twice. So anyway, that's our October show. Will be the 100th birthday celebration. We're just going to celebrate his birthday all the way till February. So how about that? All right. Tonight's show is going to be The Bad Boys of the Blues. This is going to be a CD that was never released because, well, there was no plan to make it a CD. But it's a nice. It's The Bad Boys of the Blues live at the Hole Avenue. This is from two different shows. One was our regular jam that we did. And then the other would be three or four from the Women in Blues show. The first one. Both these were recorded by Lee Bell, and really nice recordings. Lee's outstanding sound man and recording technician, engineer. He's just every year he's just gotten better and better and better. So this is again outstanding stuff by Lee of the Bad Boys of Blues. As you know, the Bad Boys was originally started in 1999 as a house band for Jimmy Pryor at the Hole Avenue on Sunday night. And they wanted to make it like the backup band for anyone or everyone. And so that's what I tried to do. The Bad Boys of Blues would back up the Hall of Fame shows. Jimmy Pryor... very rarely did I don't think the Bad Boys ever play a gig, because the whole idea of it was just to be backup musicians, and so there was a lot of guys in the band. When I came back to Des Moines in 2016, I guess it would be 2017 when we started the jam again. Or was it 16? God, time flies. I was trying to do that again, but this time it kind of solidified amongst four guys, and then it just became a band of its own, and probably one of the best bands, or at least the most fun I've ever had playing in a blues band was with these guys. So guitar player is John East. I played with John forever, off and on. He was with the Bad Boys from, I think he joined maybe about a year into it, and then he left and come back and leave and come back. But I played with John even when I first came back to Des Moines from Kansas City. So we just have kind of a kindred spirits when it comes to playing the blues, and especially, you know, jump blues and 50s rock and roll, rockabilly and all that stuff. So, we just kind of work well together. Then Norman Sue, I met him when we started the jam. He came in to replace a guy on bass. Norm, just amazing bass player, plays everything, plays jazz, plays salsa, or not salsa, tangos. He plays in a tango band. He plays bandoneon, which is kind of like an accordion. Just a lot of things. And he played professionally, bass player for years. Played with Link Wray out in California for a while. So great bass player. And then the drumming was Scott Hartung from Scotty and the Wingtips. And I picked Scott purposely because I needed a drummer who could really drive a band. And Scotty's, you know, probably the premier kind of a dance band type drummer, because he can lay it down and he can play fast, and he could push a band, you know. He has really good figuring out tempos, you know. He can watch a crowd and realize that he needs to be quicker, and he can pick up tempo. You know, a lot of guys, they have one tempo and they play that tempo, and you start off something fast and they slow down to their tempo. You start something slow and they build it up to their tempo. But Scotty, he just, you know, he can just read the crowd really well, and it helps. And then the four of us just, you know, we just gelled, and it was a lot of fun. So anyway, tonight you're going to hear the best, well, the only thing of the Bad Boys and Blues that we recorded. So I hope you enjoy the show. When I come back here at the end, we'll give you one last shout out about the big show, which hopefully, if you haven't been to and this is Saturday night or early Sunday, you can still get to. And if not, hopefully listen to it next week. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, episode 19 with Bad Boys of Blues at the Iowa Blues Showcase.
We're going to do a song in honor of Jimmy Pryor. Shotgun, long as I'm tall. gotta howl. Ow. Dog in the box. Hounds are gonna howl. Carry her on my back. We roll on into town. That's when we started to throw down. Do you remember when we just burned out? said, hello, Josephine. Baby, how do you do? Do you remember me, baby? And all the things we used to do. Come on now, baby. Let's do our thing once again. Now what you doing? Oh yeah. Oh, I love you, baby. You know what I like to do. Do you remember me, baby? And all our voulez-vous. I said, aye, 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 God, oh baby, we're gonna roll. And mama, mama, down in New Orleans. Now we're gonna go, gonna go, gonna go, gonna go. Get up and we're rolling on. Do that thing, don't do it. Oh, you my je ne sais c'est quoi, baby. Voulez-vous? Do you out?
Prima tune. to yourself, 'cause if you tell me
throw down a little bit of this. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for coming out. Everybody here, we love you. We're having a hell of a good time, I know that. Tommy, how are you feeling, baby? You feeling good tonight?
I'm feeling extraordinary.
That's what I'm talking about. And when I feel good, I want to do just one thing. That's get down and play the music for the people I love. Thank you.
out at night. All the kids are talking, but all the looks are tight. You'll see, please come back where you belong. Believe I love you, believe I love you still. Come on, Johnny! Too old. Get out that kitchen, wash your face and hands. Get out that kitchen, wash your face and hands. Make some noise with the dish, make noise with the pots and pans. Where you wear those dresses, sun come shining through. Where you wear those dresses, sun come shining through. I believe my eyes, all this belongs to you. I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 I can't believe my eyes, save your doggone soul. Watch out.
Time shit happens to everybody, and this is kind of one of those things, how you get through it, you work through it, and you let your soul shine, which we all got to do.
Oh, that was so sweet.
Got you through a cloudy day. Stars ain't shining bright. Feel you lost your way, yeah. When those old candle lights are hung, but so very far away. I got to let your soul shine, baby, just like my daddy used to say. Just I feel a cold, cold breeze blowing through my cold bones. Think back to what my mama said. She said, Johnny's always darkest before the dark. Legs are so shy, better than moonshine, better than starshine, dancer better than the rain. Come on, baby, it's all right. It hurt like hell sometimes.
Back in our high, high, high.
checking out that 88.
You know the grass is green, and you can breathe the air, and you won't find a skizz of wood found most anywhere.
To hear all those great women singers.
Yeah.
Can I hear an amen?
Amen!
Can I hear a hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Can I hear a praise the blues?
Praise the blues!
I love it. I don't even have to say anything else.
Yeah, there you go. The Bad Boys of the Blues. Short, simple, sweet, raw, mistakes. But not mistakes, because you do it twice and it's jazz, baby. The thing I liked about the band is just the energy. It's like we just went full bore. I mean, that's just the way it was. It was just like rock and roll, baby. And we just had a great time, and, if you're a purist and, you don't like raw stuff, then you probably hate that, but, it's like, I like it, so, you know what, it's the way it goes. That's the blues, baby. All right, so, let's go over one other thing, too. There's a song called Don't Do It. By the Five Royals. That was actually taken off a videotape that Big Al Daughtry did with his camera. So that's actually a mono recording. So Big Al gets the credit for that one. I doctored up a little bit, but yeah, it's basically mono. And then also a harmonica is Curry Harder. Curry snuck in there on a couple tunes. Hey, that was cool. Anyway, let's go over the shows here coming up. So, you know, if you made it to the show tonight, then you saw John Lukart. Hopefully you saw all these people. John Lukart, Clarence Key, Bridget Thompson, Backstage Boogie Band, Bob and Dor, Jeff Peterson, and Big Al. So hopefully that was that show. The October show will feature, this is October 30th, this is Big Daddy Dennis King, Curry Harder, Steve George, Kent Burnside, Madam Jewel, Scotty the Wingtips, and the return of the Bad Boys of the Blues. Let's see, people that have been added on to the list. We got Matt Woods is playing in November, and that show also has Bob Pace on it, holy cow, and possibly James Bean. We got the date mixed up on there. I haven't heard back from him, so hopefully he'll be able to play that 27th. Boy, that would be like guitar players. And then we got Tina Haas in that mix too, so that's going to be a crazy show. Our thanks for giving us the blues show. Again, the October show is for Jimmy Pryor. Our Christmas show, we're still booking that one. So if you're interested, you need to contact me at bluesman2001@hotmail.com, and we'll get right to it. So, hey, hope it was a great show. Like I said, hopefully if no gremlins screw up the recordings, then you'll be hearing what we did tonight next week. I have my fingers crossed, because the guys in the band and Doug, who's doing the recordings, Doug Trammell, I have faith in their abilities, and so it should be a good time. So anyway, hopefully podcast number 20 will be that show. So anyway, had a great summer. Summer's over. It's fall. It's still hotter than heck here in Iowa. I can't believe it, man. It's like been 90 degrees. And it's kind of scary, folks. But you know what? Hopefully the blues will cool you off. And cool everything off. Because Lord knows we need the blues right now, ladies and gentlemen. So keep listening. Keep subscribing. Keep telling your friends. Join the Blues Army on Facebook. Thank you, thank you. You know, what can I say? California, New Mexico, we love you. Holy cow. Iowa as well. Iowa's still number one as far as downloads, but boy, California is within striking distance. And New Mexico, wow. You know, it makes me wonder what's going on in the rest of the United States, because, you know, they're just in places you think where the blues would be big. We've only got a couple of downloads. So, hey, wake up down there. We're here. Once you listen, we're having a lot of fun. So, see you next week. Have a good night. The Iowa Blues Show.